back to the Dream Achieve podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Ashton, and today we are not doing an interview. We are doing a chatty episode for you guys. I know I had two interviews in the past two episodes. Well, in the past two episodes have been interviews, and today I just got back from a great coffee date with one of my good friends, Natalia, and I'm hyped up on a large latte. And I needed to record. We're going to explain my day and the craziness and what's happening in my life with my finals being this week. But I just got back from the coffee date and I wanted to kind of talk about what was going through my mind and what was going through our conversation and a conversation I've had with other friends as well about surrendering control in all aspects of life. I'm going to be kind of open with you guys. Okay. I'm going to try to be open with you guys about work and relationships, my state mentally on both those items, like what I'm thinking about with both of them, all of that. So we're going to get into that. But before I do, I thought I would give you a quick recap of what's going on. So it is Thursday, December 5th, and I knew I needed an episode to go up tomorrow, but I got back from Florida on Monday night. I went there for Thanksgiving. I know in my last episodes, if you listened at the end, I talk about my week and my life and what's going on. And I remember saying I was so excited for both of those, for that trip. Wow. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't be recording right now. I kind of can't talk, but I was really excited for that trip to have a break. I was feeling really burnt out with school, with friends, with work even, and before that trip. So I knew I needed the trip. It was a great time. 6 days. I didn't do too much work. I did a little bit here and there because I can never hold myself back, but I had a great time spending it with family, just eating so much good food. I ate so much sugar. My skin is hating me for it. But you know what? It's okay. I had a grand old time. And I came back Monday night, ready to get back into the swing of things. I actually am only at school for a week. I go home for Christmas break, December, what day is that? Wow, I should know. 10th? 11th? Just kidding. December 11th, I head home for Christmas. My last final is on the 10th. And so this is my last weekend in Nashville for till January for this year. And so I'm really making the most of it because, guys, I thought I would record this episode tonight because I just have one final today. I have nothing going on in the evening. I was going to have a chill night, record this. But yesterday, I found out Ariana Grande is having part of her tour here in Nashville tonight. She's having a show tonight. And I've been wanting to see her for like 2 years. I've seen her at like a group thing. I went to Jingle Ball in like 2016, and so I heard her sing some of her Christmas album, which was fantastic. So I actually have seen her live. I forget I have, but Thank You Next, that album, I know it's basic, but it really did shape my new year. It got me through a lot of things that happened in the first few months of 2019, and it just, listening to that album reminds me of my second semester of college, basically, because that's like all my friends would listen to. And so I was like, I really want to go. So my friend Ellie and I got tickets. They were $30 each, like $45 with all the fees. And so we're gonna go, and it's gonna be a great time. It's tonight at 7:30 p.m. and I'm so excited. It doesn't even feel like it's happening. Like, I'm gonna go to that concert tonight. What? I have so much to do before then. It's just what's on my mind. So that's why I'm recording this at 10:45 a.m. on Thursday instead of in the evening. But yeah, so I'm really excited for that. And then Friday, I don't have anything. I'm just gonna be doing some work and some studying. Actually, Friday night, we're going to a Christmas tree lighting. Saturday, I don't have anything yet that I know of. Sunday night, I am going out to dinner for a little Christmas dinner with my girlfriends from my Costa Rica trip. And then Monday will probably be a study day. Tuesday's my last day of finals. And then Wednesday morning, I head home for Christmas break and my cousin Samantha comes in and I can't wait to see her. So honestly, guys, life is going pretty good right now. A little stressed for finals, but really not that much. I'm really just trying to enjoy my time with my friends, and especially Ellie, because she's studying abroad next semester. So I think that us going to the concert tonight is going to be a great last hurrah before I don't see her for probably like 8 months, which is very sad. It hasn't really hit me yet, but I'm really just trying to make the most of my time here, especially since I'm so thankful that I'm not super stressed about finals. I'm trying to take this time to enjoy the holiday season and enjoy time with friends, because once I go home, I'm with my family and spending time with them. So That is a little update on my week and how things are going and just how crazy my day has turned around. Little did I know that I'd be seeing Ariana Grande tonight. Wow, what am I going to wear? Looking at my closet right now. I have no clue. No clue what I'm going to wear. But it's going to be fun because it's Ariana Grande and you have to go all out, right? Anyway, I also have the announcement that I am officially going to be stopping the podcast in January. And I've gone back and forth with this idea for months now, probably like a good solid month and a half where it's been in the forefront of my mind. And I think one of my last episodes, I'm going to go into greater detail about why I'm stopping. So I'm not going to explain all that now. I think I am going to save that for a whole episode or maybe a YouTube video. We will see. But I want to let you guys know now that there are only going to be three more episodes after this one in December. I've been posting on Friday, so I have today's episode, which will be the 6th. Then I have one on the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th will be my last episode. I believe I'm still going to be paying the monthly fee for my episodes to stay on iTunes so people can still listen to them, but I just won't be posting new episodes. And I'm not saying that I'm going to stop forever. Maybe in 6 months I'll decide that I need to start it up again, or maybe in a couple years I'll start a new one. We'll see. But I've been doing this for a couple years now, and I just don't have the passion for it that I know I need to continue it. And I'm really torn because you guys have been posting like your Spotify recaps or rewinds where it shows you like your top music you've been listening to. And so people have been tagging me when I show up on their top podcasts they listen to. And that's been so cool to see because a lot of times I forget that you guys actually listen, since it's not as interactive, you know, with like comments on a YouTube video or likes on an Instagram post. I can see your all's engagement. But with podcasting, I don't have that immediate engagement, and so I don't always think like people listen. But seeing all you guys tag me on your stories has been great. So if you want to share the love before I stop, go for it. I'd love to hear. And I've heard a lot of your thoughts. Some of you have DM'd me because I have mentioned in previous episodes that I was flirting with the idea of stopping. And some of you guys, a few of you guys have said that you really enjoyed the podcast and you're seeing me. You'd be sad if I stopped, but you also understand. And I just want to say thank you for your kind words. That means a lot. Just know that me stopping the podcast doesn't mean this style of content isn't going to stop. I'm just going to focus my content more on my YouTube and Instagram. And I'm really excited for that. So again, I'm going to go into more detail about why I'm stopping, what I think this is going to mean for my brand. And if you want to know more about all that, I'll do a separate episode. But I just wanted to announce now, this is my last month of podcasting and being a podcaster for a little bit, but I'm excited for 2020. I am going to also probably do a 2020 episode where I talk about my goals, what I want to see happen, all of that. But the topic of this episode kind of goes against what I just mentioned about, you know, setting goals for 2020. And I kind of want to just do a chit chat with you guys about the idea of surrendering control. I had this conversation with one of my friends who recently, I'm not going to share names just because I don't know if they want their stuff shared. But one of my friends about, because she recently met a guy that she's really interested in. And she's just like, this is the guy I've been praying for. Another one of my friends, same thing happened to her. And then I was talking with two of my other friends. Wow. But just saying friends instead of saying their names makes me sound like I have tons of friends, which I am thankful for all the amazing men and women in my life. For sure. Very thankful for my friends. But Another two girls I was talking with yesterday about surrendering control, and all three of us were single and we were just talking about surrendering control in relationships, and I was explaining how it's hard for me to surrender control in my work. I feel, and when I say surrender control, you can take it as what you want. For me, it's surrendering it to God, since I'm a Christian. It's praying about it and saying, God, I know you have my best interest in mind at heart, and I want to trust in you, and I want to stop trying to control everything in my own way and being super over aggressive with like my life and like really gripping on to control in my life. I want to kind of let go. And of course, I'm still going to put in the effort it takes to have the life I want, but I need to be open to wherever God is going to steer me. And that is something that is so hard for me. We're going to bring up the Enneagram. Why not? I'm a type 3, of course, achiever. And in case you're wondering, I'm a type 3 wing 2. But the wing 2 doesn't really play a role into this topic. Type 3 is really what's playing a role in here. And the achiever, I like for it to look like I am achieving and doing a lot and I'm good at it, if I can say. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you're like, wow, yeah, she has a podcast that I'm actually going to be stopping. But I have the podcast, the YouTube channel, the business, the try to make good grades in college. You know, I try to just do it all and achieve and show everyone. I love showing everyone that you can do it, but I also want to put it out there that if you don't do it all, it is okay. And that is what I'm having to learn right now as well. Especially with work, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to make this decision right now. Like I'm very, I don't know if impulsive is the word, but I like things to move quickly. I'm not a perfectionist, which may surprise some of you because I feel like maybe you get the idea that I'm a perfectionist, but I really am not. I'm more of like a, okay, let's push through it, get the first draft out, see how it does, then we'll keep going. And maybe with this podcast and with my YouTube videos, you guys can see I'm not a perfectionist because there's spelling errors and editing mistakes. But anyway, where am I going with this? I digress. I am trying to learn to give my work life to God. And I've been good with this. I've mainly been good with this in the form of relationships, kind of switching the topic. People always say, and the two girls that have like found their guy that they're, you know, like, wow, this is the person for me type of guy. I don't want to say love of their life or it may be, I just don't want to like put that label on it for them. But when they find this guy that it's like, okay, this is the guy I've been looking for. They both said that it was when they weren't looking. And you hear this all the time. I hear it in books I read. I hear it in podcasts I listen to. They're like, you will find the guy you're supposed to be with, or you'll get a boyfriend or whatever when you're not least expecting it. And I'm like, okay, yes. But I feel like I'm not a girl who's always expecting it. Like I don't put myself out there. I'm not like super into, you know, just Snapchatting guys or using dating apps. Like that's just not my vibe. Totally fine if it's yours, but it's just not mine. And so I'm like, I feel like I'm always in the mood of like not expecting it, but that person still hasn't come into my life. And it's been a big 6 months, I would say. I mean, I broke up with my boyfriend last March, and it's been more than 6 months, I guess. But for the past 6 months, I've kind of gone in and out of like, okay, yes, I want to be in a relationship. And then I feel like God just keeps closing doors and being like, no, you're not supposed to be in one right now. And it makes sense. Like, I understand God. I understand I'm not supposed to be in one. I'm trying to do a lot of things right now, trying to be a full-time student, grow my business, all these things, be a great friend, be a great, you know, daughter and sister. And so I do think I understand if I'm not supposed to be with someone right now, but you know, it's still, you still always want what you don't have. If you're with someone, maybe you want to be single. If you're single, maybe you want to be with someone. That's always just how it is. And so I feel like I've been good at understanding, like surrendering my love life, my relationships to God. But something I need to work on is surrendering my work. Cause I'm always like, oh, I do such a good job surrendering my life to God. You know, I don't actively like constantly pursue a boyfriend or anything. I'm kind of just chill about that. And I'm like, you know what, if a guy's meant for me, it's gonna happen. Again, I'm not saying that I'm perfect in that mindset. There's a lot of times where I'm still like, oh my gosh, God, like what's going on? Like this is what my heart desires and I don't have it right now. But I'm better at giving my relationship side of my life to God than I am giving my work side to God. And maybe you're the opposite. Maybe you're in school and you're like, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I don't know what my career is going to look like, but I'm giving it to God. But maybe you have a hard time surrendering your relationship or your longing for a boyfriend or whoever in your life to God. And I understand that not all of you are Christians. And maybe for you, it's surrendering to, I don't know, but but for me it is to God. And I have a lot of, I'm very thankful that I, for my faith, because it gives me peace to give my life to a higher power. And maybe to some people who aren't Christians, that sounds naive. Like I understand, like I see both sides of it, but for me, it gives me so much peace when I finally do surrender it. And you can just be like, okay, I'm going to pray about it. And then you literally don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm giving it to the creator of the universe, the person who created me, the person who gives me all the ideas for my business, the person, or not the person, the creator who it made my future husband, who knows who he is, and like, it's just really cool that I'm able to give that to a higher being than a fellow human, if that makes sense. So that is currently what I am working on, is surrendering control, realizing not every part of my life has to be cookie cutter. This is the path I'm going on. I'm going to graduate with this degree. I'm going to go into this field. I'm going to do YouTube full time. Like, I just have to realize that the path that I have set for myself in my head, it may not be what the outcome is. And if not, that is okay. I'm just so set on the life that I want to have. And I love the life I currently have too. So I'm trying to be thankful for the life that I have now, but I being the achiever, like, I'm always working towards the next thing, the next goal, the next resolution, the next year of my life, the next stage of my life. What's it going to look like? And how can I do the work now to shape that next part of my life? But it's like, wait a second. 5 years ago, I was working so hard to shape this area of my life that I'm in right now. Like, the area that, like, 5 years ago, I don't know if I could have imagined what my life looks like now. Like, I guess I wanted to be in college, but I was, like, really nervous about college, honestly, and all that it would take. But looking back, I still had high expectations for myself, like I do now. I have high expectations for my 25-year-old self, and I'm just really happy with how I was able to shape my future to have the life I have now. I'm getting, like, so rabbit hole, but basically what I'm trying to say is I want to appreciate the life I've worked hard to have now, instead of just wishing that my life looked how I want it to in 5 years, if that makes sense. So appreciating the work I've done, and then of course still working towards the future, but surrendering some of the control too, and realizing I actually can't control my life. Like, who knows what can happen? It's really scary. But one of the things that kind of put this in perspective for me is getting in my car wreck that I did in October. Again, it was minor car wreck. It could have been a lot worse, but it happened so quickly, and I had never been in anything like it before, that I was like, holy cow, I drive almost every day. Something like this could happen any day, any given hour, and lives could change. If someone got severely hurt, if someone had passed away, life can change in an instant. On a happier note, it can also change for the better in an instant. I was talking about this with the two girls yesterday, and we were just like, man, it's so hard to wait. We were talking specifically about finding a boyfriend. We're like, it's so hard to wait for that person. I'm like, yeah, but think about it. Like, the people that I have heard, they met their person. It was just out of nowhere, and it just happened. And I'm like, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know the person you may run into tomorrow or today. Like, meeting your future person, your next best friend, your husband, whoever it may be, can happen just out of nowhere. So you kind of just have to give it to God and be like, okay, when it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And until then, I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to be the best person that I can be in this moment. And then also keep just praying, I guess, for your future, instead of trying to constantly build the future you want. Okay, here's the basicness of it. Instead of trying to build the future I want every day, I want to pray for my future every day and allow God to show me where I need to build. That was my little analogy, if that makes sense. So instead of building the future that I think I need to have, I need to first pray about the future that I'm supposed to have, that God has planned for me, again, that He has my best interest in, and then see where He guides me to start building that. And a lot has just been on my mind this semester too about what I'm going to do next year. It would be my junior year of college. There are a few options I could have. I could continue here at Belmont. I could stop school completely. I could do, you know, a study abroad program, a internship program in another city. That's all options for me. And so I've been really weighing what I'm going to be doing. Of course, I still have another semester to think about it, thankfully, but it has been on my mind a lot, and I'm really excited for it. But then again, like, going back to it, I need to also focus on my life right now and enjoying this moment next semester, enjoying this time, and not worrying, like, okay, next year, what am I going to be doing? Am I going to graduate, you know, in 2.5 more years? Like, what is it going to look like? So that, I feel like I'm digressing, so I feel like that should be enough for that conversation. I hope I kind of touched on everything that's been in my mind, but it really has been a conversation that has kept popping up in with my friends, where it's just either with a guy or with work or with something else going on in their life, just like surrendering control and not realizing you can't predict the future. Like, you can't always know what's going to happen. You can meet the person, you can meet the love of your life tomorrow. You can start a business tomorrow. You could win the lottery. Like, who knows what's going to happen? And to not worry so much about it too. Because again, going back to the college thing, I was so worried about college and I really had no need to be. And so now that I'm worried, like, oh my gosh, who am I going to find? Am I ever going to find the right person for me? I know whenever I do find that person, whether it's in a year, 5 years, 10 years, who knows, I'll look back at that time when I was in college in my sophomore dorm room worrying about this person. I'm like, why did I worry? Like, God had him in store for me. Why did I worry? So anyway, that was me talking for 20 minutes straight about my thoughts and my decisions. I guess this will just be a shorter episode of only like 20 minutes or so, but I hope you guys are doing good. I really want to know what stage of life you guys are in and like how you're doing. Are you enjoying school? Are you struggling? Like, let me know. I'm always open to talk. My DMs are open. I can't guarantee that I'll respond right away. Sometimes they build up, like my unread messages build up, and I'll look at them and I'll respond in my head and realize I never actually texted you guys back. So I definitely see it. I'm sorry if it takes me a little while to respond, but my DMs are always open, and I'm very excited for this next month. I'm going to be doing like a giveaway on my Instagram. We just had a Black Friday sale for the workbook and it did great. And I'm planning new products for 2020. And so I'm just really excited to kind of give back and talk to you guys and have an open conversation with you all about what you like about my content or my products, what you want to see from me in the future. And just go along with that. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm not doing Vlogmas or anything like that on my YouTube channel, but I am doing multiple videos a week in January. So all of your resolution, goal setting, self-improvement, and development content will be coming your way. But along with all that content, I hope you can keep this podcast episode and all that we discussed in mind. But yeah, definitely subscribe if you're not. It's Hannah Ashton on YouTube. A-S-H-T-O-N is how you spell Ashton. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I will talk to you next Friday. I do have at least one more interview planned, so not going to be all solo episodes this month. But yeah, I hope you guys can enjoy. Okay, have a great day. Love you. Bye. So